Good morning, church. Welcome. It is good to be here together this morning. Welcome, everyone. If you were just here the other day, if it's been a while, welcome to the young and the young at heart, whatever your background, whatever your abilities, whatever your whoever you are, whomever you love, you are welcome here. A few announcements before we get started. Jan was our greeter this morning. Thank you, Jan. And Tammy Young is our liturgist. Heather and Rose are doing coffee hour this morning also. There is adult ed after church, so please stick around for that. It will be downstairs in the kitchen. I've been doing every other week. And we do have, again, a soup dinner, 5:30, soup and bread and dessert and discussion. So please come. It's about an hour, and you're probably going to eat dinner on Wednesday anyway. We are putting together something of a new directory, which is much needed. And so I'm going to be reaching out, making sure we have correct information. There are all kinds of old phone numbers. A lot of people, we have maybe a landline that you may or may not use anymore. No emails. Some pictures that are really old and you all still look great, but you might want to update. So it will be great to have that together, and it's going to be a little work and a little outreach to make sure we have it. And in your bulletin, you've got an insert, My Kind of Good Trouble, an activist memoir. Iris Christensen is the author, and she will be coming to speak to our church. It's on Palm Sunday, so after church on April 13th. Please plan to stick around and join in that discussion. She'll have a few copies of her book. If you get a chance to read it ahead of time, that would also be lovely. But it's fine if you don't. Now let's turn, forgot to mention, Steve and Marcy are our radio sponsors today in honor of Charles' birthday. So now let's turn our hearts and our minds to worship. Take a few moments of silence to come into this holy time, this holy space. God is with and in us always. And sometimes we are too busy to pay attention. It's what this hour is for. Intentional community, intentional worship. Take a deep breath. Fill your lungs and your body with God's love. Breathe out peace. Breathe in love. Breathe out peace.
last-minute substitution. Please rise for our call to worship. O God, Mother Hen, we open our hands and hearts to you in prayer and slowly let go of all our fears and anxieties. Life gets heavy sometimes, God. We carry a lot on our shoulders. We listen to news of violence and hatred, climate disruption and extinctions. We breathe polluted air and are drowning in garbage. We worry for our children and future generations. We struggle with busyness and lack of focus. We look for leadership and find political folly. In the midst of this world, help us to find refuge in your shelter. May we seek your face, your light, your beauty, your peace. Lift us up from the mire and set us secure on solid rock. Be our Mother Hen, gathering us close, protecting, nurturing, sheltering. Amen. And now please remain standing for our first hymn, hymn number 188, the New Century Hymnal, Give Me a Clean Heart.
Please join me in our prayer of unburdening. Jesus the Christ, you long to gather us like a mother hen gathers her chicks. You long for relationship with your people, and we are so busy with chasing the many things that vie for our attention. We peck after what does not satisfy and make ourselves vulnerable to the foxes. Jesus, help us put our attention on what brings life. This Lent, help us pause. Help us reorient ourselves toward you. Help us gather under your wings. And hear the assurance of God's grace. A mother hen will always call to her chicks, gather them under her wings and hold them close, warming them with her own body. No matter how far afield they wander, they can always find a place back in her nest, for which we all say, do our kiddos want to come forward? Good morning. In the gospel that we're going to hear today, Jesus talks about himself as being like a mother hen. He says that Herod, the king, is like a fox, and that he is like a mother hen. What do you think of that image? Jesus is a mother hen. It's okay, you don't have to say it loud. I think it's kind of a strange one. One thing, a lot of guys don't like to refer to themselves as mother chickens. A lot of people don't like to think that they're like chickens. But Jesus is talking about something here. He's saying that the fox, the king, is violent. And he's sneaky. And Jesus, he could have said, I'm like a mama bear, or I'm like a mama lioness. But he was trying to say that he's very peaceful. He's not violent. And under his wings, have you seen a chicken with lots of chickies? Yeah. We got a bunch of farm kids around. She will get, somehow fit all those little chicks underneath her and hold them under her wings. And she's not very strong, but she's going to protect them with everything she has. She'll cluck to them. They can hear different kinds of clucks. And she clucks in different ways when they are in danger. She'll do anything to protect them. So the fox is violent. The hen is all love and peace and gathering. So Jesus tells us to be more like the hen than the fox. All right, let's pray. Holy God, bless these kids in our church, in our lives, in our hearts, all the kids that we know. Help them to grow in wisdom and in faith, in love of you, love of their neighbors, and love of themselves. May they know that they are precious, that each one of them, no matter how grown up they become, will still be Jesus' chickies, as we all are. In your name we pray. Amen. See you at Sunday school.
Our reading from the Hebrew Bible today is from the 15th chapter of Genesis. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? God said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other, but he did not cut the birds in two. And when birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoking firepot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants, I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates."
Thank you, Scott. Our gospel reading today is from Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to him, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work.' Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Listen to what the Spirit is saying to the church. Our theme this Lent has been attention. Tara Brach said it is the most basic form of love. Learning how to think, said David Foster Wallace, really means learning how to exercise some control over how and what you think. It means being conscious and aware enough to choose what you pay attention to, and to choose how you construct meaning from experience. Because if you cannot or will not exercise this kind of choice in adult life, you'll be hosed. In this passage that we heard, Jesus compares two distinct worldviews, that of the fox and that of the hen. Herod is a fox. In antiquity, this isn't a compliment. It doesn't mean wise so much as it means kind of a secondary predator. A fox was small. A fox was not that strong. It would sneak in and around the lion and take the leftovers. Probably Herod wanted to think of himself more like a lion, because tyrants do that. Herod knows Jesus is a threat and wants to kill him, because tyrants do that too. And Jesus instead tells of God's love, a love that longs to gather all the beloveds together under God's wing. Not a fox. Something as far from a fox as possible. Not even something that's fiercer than a fox, like an apex predator, something gentle and seemingly weak, a hen. The fox sees death and destruction as the cost of doing business. The fox takes advantage of others for personal gain. And the fox has no qualms about that. The fox uses power to threaten and intimidate, to install fear. This is what Herod did. It's what empire does. And we see this pattern around us now, thousands of years ago, and always, because there have always been these two worldviews. We see people taking advantage of others, preying on them through practices, policies that cause harm and destruction. We live mostly in a fox view of the world. And then there's this image of the hen. Protection, security, warmth, nurture, care. The hen does not prey on the young of others. The chicks under the hen are cherished, precious, beloved, and they are also vulnerable and frail. They are deserving of love and protection. This image of the hen offers a vision of community where all are safe and provided for. It's a world that can come into being when more of us care for each other with this divine kind of love. The hen vision of the world is a world where everyone is wanted and included and valued for who they are, where everyone is safe, everyone is cared for, a society of compassion and care for especially the vulnerable and the frail. And Jesus invites us to live into that kind of mother chicken ideal, an alternative to the fox kind of reality, an allegiance not to self-interest, but to the common good. It is life-affirming, life-giving, life-valuing conception of reality. Jesus didn't win people over through threats or intimidation or violence. He won them over with food and forgiveness and healing, mercy, solidarity. That is the hen way of living. It is not the fox style. It's a powerful and startling metaphor. It's feminine, right? In an even more patriarchal culture than ours was, Jesus said, I want to be like a mother hen. Chickens are not very strong. If you look around at maternity shops and department stores, you can see lots of mama bear t-shirts. I'm a mama bear. Mama bear and baby bear t-shirts, if you want to be matchy. I get that. Mama bears are fierce. You see, hear of the Mama Dragons. It's a nonprofit group that supports and encourages and empowers moms of LGBT kids. Mama Dragons, they are going to be fierce for their children, willing to breathe fire for their kids. I get that. Mama bears, Mama Dragons. Okay. But Jesus doesn't say, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I have longed to gather you like a mama bear or a mama dragon. Instead, he invites us to compare Jesus to a mother hen. Even more is a mother hen whose chicks don't really want her. They want to be running around and pecking at all kinds of things. Something shiny over there. She stands there with her wings out and open and fluffed up, offering welcome and belonging and shelter, and her children are refusing to come home to her. Her wings are empty. She offers protection, and the chickies are not gathering. She's a mother who's struggling. Diana Butler Bass wrote that this story is a poetic description of the cosmic contest between Herod's toxic masculinity and God's motherly care. Fox or hen? Murder or maternity? What is the foundation of the holy city? What shall its future be? The city so often submits to these fox-like schemes instead of surrendering, giving itself over to the care of Mother God. This image of a God is a hen, Jesus is a hen, lays open vulnerability. When you're a mother hen, all you can do is open your wings and gather as many chickies as you can. You can't force them to come. Barbara Brown Taylor said, Jesus won't be the king of the jungle in this or any other story. What he will be is a mother hen who stands between the chicks and those who mean to do them harm. She has no fangs, no claws, no rippling muscles. All she has is her willingness to shield her babies with her own body. If the fox wants them, he will have to kill her first. So in these 6 weeks of Lent, in a focused way, we take a close look at obstacles between us and God. Obstacles that God didn't put there. On our own spiritual path, yes, but also as a community, as multiple communities working toward a vision of a new world, a world of peace, of justice, of love, toward an Easter world. An Easter world is divine cosmic generosity that is bigger than all the needs and the wants. Or there's no class structure, no entitlement, no riding in the back of the bus, no exclusion of Gentiles or of women or LGBT folks or anyone. God is dreaming this world, this Easter world, and calling us to engage with it. The Fox worldview sees Muslims and Mexicans and refugees and all sorts of other people as threats. And the hen view says each one is precious and beloved. The Fox worldview says, let's give the good guys more guns. Be tougher. The hen worldview says those who live by the sword will die by the sword and beat those swords into plowshares. Fox wisdom says God helps those who help themselves. And the hen says, blessed are the poor. The fox worldview says corporations are people. And hen worldview says the members of the body that seem to be weak are indispensable. The fox says, the one who dies with the most toys wins. And the hen says, what do people gain from all their toil? The fox worldview all over the world is protecting itself. White supremacy is fox worldview. Hens love their chickies. Fox says, my people. The hen says, all people. Jesus didn't allow the fox, any of the foxes of his day, to get in the way of mission, which was to love and to heal people in body and mind and soul, to love like a mother hen. Our Lenten theme is attention. So pay attention to the hen worldview. See the fox worldview all around us and contrast that with the way of Jesus, the way of compassion, transformation, nonviolence. If we don't notice the fox around us, empire, we will be in its clutches. Like Jesus, we have to be relentless, unswayed by the fox. Now, mostly binaries don't really exist, but for this purpose, binary is useful. So watch for the fox worldview. Notice it. And see the hen worldview where you can. Create the hen worldview where you can. Be of the hen heart and mind, living in a world where every person, every single person is sacred, where the earth is sacred. That takes vigilance and bravery and maybe some sacrifice. A hen is fierce about cherishing and protecting and preserving and nurturing. It is not a passive approach. It is a strong approach. Sometimes it takes more strength to be a hen than a bear or a fox. So may we be like God, who is a mother hen. May we choose the hen over the fox. May we be intentional, paying attention. Amen, dear church. And our hymn is number 208 in the New Century Hymnal, God Loved the World. Now it's time to share prayers. prayers to share today.
This month in the Scoop, I missed a very important date. Mark and Rhonda will be married 20 years. Is it on?
Happy anniversary.
On Wednesday. Is that right, Mark? So, happy anniversary for 20 years. Well, I just wanted to say that I got to see the birthday girl this week, Charles Stieber, and I got to see a lot of other ladies at Maplewood Village. And then I actually had a really, I had some time, so I went out and visited some other people from our church, and I had a wonderful visit with Katie Smith. I haven't seen her in so long, so it was good to see her too. And I just want to say that it's been a fun week. I've been seeing lots of great people that we don't see that often in church, and I really had a good time, so just wanted to give you some updates.
All right, if there are no more prayers to share aloud, let's take a few moments of silence for the prayers in our hearts. Thank you. We have a bit of good news again today. Two anti-trans bills were defeated in Montana this week. The Montana House is controlled by Republicans. So this was a bipartisan effort. HB 675 would ban all drag performances and pride parades in Montana. The sponsor said that transgenderism is a fetish based on cross-dressing, and a transgender woman in the House said, "Here I am again to rise on another bill targeting the LGBTQ plus community. At its core, drag is art. It's this beautiful art, has a deep history in this country, and is important to my community. You know, if you are a woman in a body, in this body, wearing a suit today, you are in some way challenging gender norms that existed long ago. I am here to stand before this body and say my life is not a fetish. My existence is not a fetish. I was proud a month ago to have my son up in the gallery here. Many of you met him. When I go to walk him to school, that's not a display. That's not a fetish. That's my family. That's what these bills are coming after, not obscene shows in front of children. We have laws for that." And then a Republican, Representative Sherry Essman, rose and said, "I'm speaking as a parent and a grandmother, and I'm emotional because I know the representative in seat 20 is a parent also. No matter what you think of that, she is doing her best to raise a child. I did my best to raise my children as I saw fit. I'm taking it for granted that my children are going to raise my grandchildren as they see fit. Trust the parents to do what's right and stop these crazy bills that are a waste of time." They voted down the bill. The other bill, HB 754, would remove transgender kids from their parents. Non-binary Representative Howell stood and said, "I stand to oppose this bill. When a state intervenes to remove a child from their family, that is one of the most serious and weighty responsibilities the state has. It is not something to be taken lightly. Every time a child is removed from their family, it's a tragedy. Sometimes a necessary tragedy, but a tragedy nonetheless. This bill does not come close to the seriousness with which those decisions should be contemplated. They pointed out that this bill could include anything from helping a child, young adult, transition to getting a haircut that doesn't match their perceived gender, or getting new clothes, or changing their name. And they said to lawmakers, put yourself in the shoes of a CPS worker who is confronted with a young person, 15 years old, maybe, who is happy and healthy and living in a stable home with loving parents, who is supported and has their needs met. And they're supposed to remove that child from their home? We should absolutely not be doing that. And that bill was defeated as well. There are currently 696 bills under consideration that would, in 40 states, that would negatively impact trans and gender nonconforming people. So this is good news, and also some hard news. So let us pray as Jesus taught us. Use whatever words are comfortable. Holy Parent, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Usually I keep those bits of good news short, but I had a lot to include this time. And now God invites us to share from our many, many blessings to build this community of hope and love, inclusion, to build the hen view of life. Let us pray. You long to gather us under your wings as a mother hen gathers her chicks. So rather than putting all our resources into feathering our nests, we offer what we have to you to create a place of love, of welcome, and safety for all your beloved chicks. Amen. May I sit? Jesus modeled a new way of being in the world, new prayers, new tables, new kinds of love, They weren't all that new, really. But they were exceptional. They went against everything that Empire said mattered. Who you ate with, who you sat at table with, defined you. And Jesus said he would eat with everyone. He would welcome all at his table, anyone who came with a sincere and loving heart was welcome, whether they were sinners or saints, tax collectors, women, Pharisees. They were all welcome. And as last night, he sat with friends. He took bread and he blessed it and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body. It is broken for love of you. Take it and eat and remember at all the future tables, at all future tables, remember that you are beloved. Remember that you are my chickies, my friends." He took a cup of wine. He poured it, blessed it, and said, "Drink and remember. This is my blood, which is shed for you. I am like a mother hen. I will throw myself in front of any danger for you. I will die for you. My body will be broken, my blood will be shed for you. And in doing so, we will defeat the fox." Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts on this bread, this cup. May they be for us the body and blood, the bread of life, the cup of love. May they feed us all that we need to live into a hen worldview, a view of love, a view where all are welcome. In your name we pray. Amen. Someone's coming. There we are. Oh. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is the bread of life. Bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. Is the bread of life broken for you? The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you, Christy. The bread of life broken for you, Heather. The bread of life broken for you, Christy. Is the bread of life broken for you? The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you, Sandy. The bread of life broken for you, Gary. The bread of life broken for you, Stacy. It is the bread of life broken for you, Steve. The bread of life broken for you, Diana. The bread of life broken for you, Katie. The bread of life broken for you, Tim. bread of life broken for you, Jim. The bread of life broken for you, Cliff. The bread of life broken for you, Larry. The bread of life broken for you. The bread of life broken for you, Tim. The bread of life broken for you, Christy. The bread of life broken for you, Barb. Christ, our brother, our friend, our teacher, our savior, our mother hen, we thank you for this opportunity to gather at your table, to be fed, to be cherished, to be loved. May this food, this drink, this company give us all that we need to go into your world. And our closing hymn is Let There Be Peace on Earth. I keep thinking I'm going to switch it up, and then it feels like we need it. So we'll do it again. God, as we go out into your world, a world of beauty and hardness. A world of foxes and hens. May we pay attention. We continue this Lenten journey. May we notice opportunities, chances to be like hens, like mother hens, to love, to be gentle, to be kind, to notice the unfortunate and the weak and the oppressed. May we see how fox values operate around us, and may we resist them. May each of us be shining with love this week in a world that needs it. In your name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning worship service from the First United Church of Christ in Sauk City. WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere. We take you to St. John's Lutheran Church in Baraboo for the Sunday morning worship service. For worship times, visit stjohnsbaraboo.org.
Good morning, and welcome to St. John's for worship this morning. It is good to see you here. Special welcome to our guests and visitors this morning. And no matter if you are a lifetime member or a first-time visitor, you are as pleased to sign the Friendship Register. That is the black book that is at the end of every row of pews. That helps us to serve you better. Thank you for doing that. You may notice by the